This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 23 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest is going to be hiking through parts of Patagonia in a couple weeks to bring attention to multiple myeloma. Terry White, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here, Terry. What are the dates here, November 9th through about the 18th?
Yeah, we start arriving. Buenos Aires on November the 9th, and then transfer to El Calafate and start hiking on the 11th.
Got it. And it looks like about a 13-person team or so?
Yes. It's made up of fellow patients and physicians and members of the Cure Media and MMRF and some caregivers, and people that are directly related to myeloma in one way or another.
All right, Milo. So MMRF, Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you call it Milo for short. I think I heard that. Did I?
No, I said myeloma.
Oh,
sorry.
Excuse me. Okay. Tell me a little bit. Let's get to know you first. Born and raised in Juneau, is that right?
Yes. Born and raised, spent some time in the South, and came back in 1980 and been here ever since.
Okay. And what keeps you busy here in town?
Well, I work for Alaska Airlines as my real job, and I have a charter business in the summertime. So, as a matter of fact, I just came from the airport, and it's not nice out there.
It's pretty snotty, isn't it?
It's very.
And what's your charter business do?
We do fishing and whale watching sightseeing during the summer months.
Okay.
Like May to September.
And you're going to be hiking in Patagonia. Do you like hiking here?
Yes, I grew up. You know, we used to run up to Mount Roberts when we were kids just to play in the snow. Grew up on Douglas Island, so Dan Moeller was our backyard.
Okay. And may I ask how old you were when you were diagnosed with multiple myeloma?
2009, 49. I was diagnosed just after my 49th birthday.
But it wasn't clear at first. Is that right? Can you take us back and tell us sort of what led to that diagnosis?
What got me to the doctor was I had some hip pain. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, you get older, you start having aches and pains and working a physical job. You just, you know, it's like, okay, it'll go away. Well, it's one of those that didn't. And so finally I went in to and had an MRI done. Which, you know, I wasn't expecting to be told that it was myeloma. So, you know, that rocked my world. And because I didn't even know what it was, I said, you know, the radiology came back and was like, oh, it looks like you have possible multiple myeloma. And I went home and looked it up on the internet, and it scared me so bad I just closed it and went and sat in my recliner. So, and then, I mean, that was, you know, the dark days after diagnosis is what I call that. And, you know, then you start looking up stuff, researching, and then, but the thing we did was, you know, having to go to Seattle and have tests and then come back and go back the next week for the results. And that was back and forth for about a month. And it rocks your world. It does.
I bet. And from what I understand, it was a pretty large tumor.
Yes, it was an individual plasmacytoma, they call that, and I had 5 weeks of radiation, took care of that, and then relapsed in about 6 months later. So that's where the multiple came in, and then more treatment, more radiation, and then started on chemo, and I finished that up in 2010 and had what they do is you have a stem cell transplant, or my decision was just to harvest stem cells, and since I had obtained remission during the induction therapy, then I chose to just harvest and hold. So there, I have stem cells in the freezer next to the ice cream at SCCA, I guess, and so for relapse. So, you know, it's one of those decisions that you know, you do the factors, everybody's different, but I had kids, young kids in school, and it takes about a year to get over a transplant. So I decided that to wait, and I think that was the right decision for me.
Okay. Thinking about multiple myeloma, what do more people in the public need to know about it? It sounds like this hike, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is to bring awareness to multiple myeloma?
That's correct. And it's the second most common blood cancer. It's a cancer of the plasma cells. And it's incurable. It's one of the incurable, unfortunately. But through organizations like the MMRF that raise money for research, and we are making pretty good advances in the last half a dozen years. There's a half a dozen drugs that weren't available when I was first diagnosed. And so when I was diagnosed, the life expectancy was about 36 months, and now it's up to 47 or, average. So people are living longer. The drugs are better, and we're making some good advances.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you're having with it? I understand you mentioned the travel back and forth to Seattle, among other things. What are some other challenges?
Well, I take a maintenance chemo that, the side effects for me aren't as bad as some people. It's a wonder drug, but, you have to be able to tolerate it, as all chemos are. They can have some pretty hard impact on you. But fortunately for me, it's been, very good. And I've been in remission since 2010. And, that's a long time for this one particular drug that I take. And so we just keep raising awareness and raising money and helping fund new drug research. And the future looks good.
Good. And thinking about this hike, again, it starts on November 9th in Patagonia. You said you're going to start in Buenos Aires?
Yes, fly down to Buenos Aires and then meet up with the rest of everybody else, and then we'll relocate over to it's a big area.
So right.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, they have good beef. So, it's Patagonia is it's like 400,000 square miles of some pretty neat stuff, glaciers and wilderness, and we're excited.
Sounds like a few parallels to Alaska.
Definitely. Yeah, we're going to, the first day we're going to train on a glacier, so looking forward to that. Fortunately, I make it because the rules that you can't train on it if you're over 65. So I'm not there yet.
Have you had a chance to meet other members of your 13-person team?
Yes, I have, and one of the members I climbed Kilimanjaro with in 2017, and he's the director of Cure Magazine, which is one of the sponsors. And so it's Cure Magazine and MMRF, Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, and Celgene Pharmaceuticals, which are the ones that are sponsoring the Patagonia trip. And it's part of the MMRF's Moving Mountains for Myeloma, MM4MM, which was started in 2016. And so we've done Kilimanjaro. They do lots of hikes, and it's just bringing awareness that, just because you have cancer doesn't mean that your life stops there. So it's a good thing.
Sounds like it. Thinking about our listeners here in Juneau and your community, what are things that we can do to support you on this hike?
Well, I have a fundraising page, but to get on these teams, you commit to raise a certain amount of money, and And usually for these big ones, it's like $10,000. So, but, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, cancer's one of those things that's affected everybody at one point or another. You're affected by it with family members or friends or and whatnot. So we're just trying to raise awareness.
And I'll get the – you want to tell us where we can find your fundraising page, or I can link to it from our website. What's the best way?
Probably linking to it from the website.
Okay. We'll do that after the show. You'll be able to do that from ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. You mentioned the dark days right after diagnosis. Do you have advice for people who may be seeing some dark days someday or are going through them now?
It gets better. Yes. You know, there's really nothing you could tell somebody after they've been diagnosed that, you know, it's going to make them feel very good about that. It's just the time that it takes, because it's everything's running. Your world is rocked and everything is just going around in circles. And, you know, when you go to a doctor's appointment, you know, you want to have a caregiver with you, or you want to have a recorder, because you don't, stuff's going through your head and you forget to ask things, you know. And my youngest son has recently been diagnosed back in May with lymphoma, and he's just recently finished his chemotherapy, and you know, it's been 5 months, and he's you know, he's starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it was pretty tough for initially. So it does get better, and you know, with treatment nowadays, there's so much better. It's, you know, so many more treatments that are available that there wasn't, you know, not too many years ago.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Terry White. He's born and raised Juneau, and along with a 13-person team or 12 other teammates, he is going to be hiking in Patagonia to bring awareness to multiple myeloma. The hike starts on November 9th. Terry, what's the best way that we can follow your progress on this hike?
There'll be a the MMRF has a site that you can follow it, and they update it on a daily basis. So from what I understand, there's a little – the Wi-Fi is pretty good in those areas. Not like it in South Africa where we had zero, but I guess that there is some pretty good communications there. So
maybe we can get you to call in the show when you get to a beautiful place and describe it for us.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
All right. Well, Terry White, it's really been nice having you on the show. And listeners, I'll link to everything that we talked about at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, so you can check that out there. Terry, best of luck on your hike. We'll look forward to hearing about it when you get back, or maybe while you're on it. Is there anything that we're missing or anything you'd like to add?
Well, thank you for having me, and it's just great to get out and spread the word, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, things are looking good down the road.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.